Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. It's a great day here, CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Eli, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Jello. I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we're very excited to have you on the show. Of course, wanted to talk to you more about your experience with CyberBacker and Virtual Leverage. So before we head on to that, though, how long have you been working with CyberBacker?
Oh, wow. I think we've had a CyberBacker for 3 years, a little over 3 years.
Wow, 3 years.
Oh, 3.5 years. Yeah.
A long and strong partnership right there. So was this your first time to work with someone virtual then?
It was. He's been our first virtual that we've had. Yeah.
Wow. So was it a big change for you at all? Because I know in any kind of business, we are all used to working with people that we meet or in an office setup. So now everything's going a bit more virtual. So was it a big change for you at all?
It has. It's been a huge change. I say it's been because it's still kind of a big change. Delegating to somebody who's not in person, being used to working in an office, and now delegating to somebody who's thousands of miles away. At first, it's a learning curve. So it does take some time, take some patience, and it takes a lot of trust in that CyberBacker.
Yes, absolutely agree. It really needs the time to get used to working with someone virtual. So How did you find out about CyberBacker then?
I think it was through groups inside Keller Williams when we used to be with Keller Williams Realty, and either family reunion or groups somewhere. But it was through fellow KW agents.
Oh, okay. So through KW then. So how about now to work? You've been working with your CyberBacker for 3.5 years. How's everything been going? What changes have been made?
Other than more leverage and more delegating to our CyberBacker, there hasn't been a lot of change. I mean, he's been amazing. We've had, we always get the monthly calls asking how he's doing. And it's just been great. You know, I think we're growing and learning together. And he's been very, very flexible and very open to all the changes we've made and everything we throw at him.
Right there, it is an example of a great partnership. You're growing, your CyberBacker is growing. So 3.5 years with the same CyberBacker, you must have the secret sauce right there. Do you have any tips for other business owners wanting to dive into Virtual Leverage or partner with the CyberBacker on how to find that perfect person for their businesses and their needs?
Something that really helped us is we focus not on the skills or experience, but we focus on the connection and the culture of that person. And instead of seeing anybody in our team, right, as a team member, and I know this sounds cliche, but it really is. We're family, right? We celebrate birthdays together, even though we're thousands of miles away. We have mostly work conversations, but sometimes we have personal conversations, right? We talk about struggles and personal life and personal, goals and from the good and the bad. So it's just becoming a family, I think is the big one.
Now, more about your CyberBacker, then talk to me about him. What's it like working with him every day? What type of a person is he?
What is it like? Again, he's kind of become family to us. I mean, it's almost like, one of our kids comes to work with us every day. And it's working with him is good. He's open to feedback. He's open to growth. He's open to trying new things. He's been open to changing the roles. He started as at a certain role, and he's actually migrated to something pretty different. It's been great.
Gosh, so already a great partnership with that. So more about your CyberBacker then. How about tasks? What does he do to help out in the business every day?
Everything.
Everything.
I mean, he is our leverage for mostly marketing systems. Marketing and systems will probably be the big one. Mm-hmm. He's helping us create beautiful brochures for our property. He's creating automation for our team. He knows our CRM, in and out from, like the back of his hand. So he does help us implement a lot of systems. He takes my ideas sometimes and makes them reality. So he's just been, I think he does more than he should. He's everywhere.
Almost everywhere in the business now then. So yeah. The 3.5 years that you've been working together, let's go back. Let's say to the first few days or first few months working with Cyberbacker to now, compare that. Were there any changes when it comes to tasks here and there? Did you add more to Splate as of late?
Yeah, I mean, of course. The first few days, it was a learning curve. It was learning how to leverage, what to leverage, what not to leverage. But most of all, for us, it was more about building that trust. That was the hardest part, was building that trust. Not that our Cyberbacker made it difficult, just us as a company and us as a team. We're a small team. My wife and I, one of our nephews is in the business with us. So it is like a family business, and being able, you know, learning to trust and leverage somebody that we've never met before, especially never met in person. I think that was the biggest learning thing in the beginning. And then also setting the right expectations and helping that person grow. I think sometimes we're so used to the way we learn, you know, hands-on and in person, that learning how to teach or how to set expectations with somebody who's virtual, especially, I think if I tell you one thing that I think has been a learning curve or different, is not only the distance, but the culture.
A culture. Right?
Being able to for somebody to understand how real estate works here when it's so different where he's at, I think it's a constant or a consistent in that learning curve and in how we speak to each other and how we learn, you know, from this is what we call this, and these are some of the rules we got to follow here that are different over there, and this is what we find beautiful in a property versus what you guys might find beautiful in a property because they're different. So I think culturally is that one's been fun.
Of course, just as long as you're working and learning with your Cyberbacker, anyway, that is going to be fun, of course. Now, you mentioned earlier about building that trust with your Cyberbacker. I know a lot of business owners might be skeptical about that because, again, you're going to be working with someone who is thousands of miles away from you. How do you build or start that trust between you and your Cyberbacker in the beginning?
I think it's asking the right questions, setting the right expectations, especially with expectations, letting them know what we're expecting, how we work. And a lot of daily talks. It's just literally getting to know each other. You know, you got to build trust. You build trust through learning to know somebody. And we connect basically every day. I mean, we talk to our Cyberbacker every day, sometimes 3 or 4 times a day. So a lot of communication, just like any relationship.
Of course. 100% agree with you there, especially when it comes to communication, because that makes your Cyberbacker feel also that they are a part of something, because you're trying to bring them in to the family, right?
Correct. Yes. Correct.
Now, how about challenges, though? I know 3.5 years, long time working with someone. Have you encountered any challenges working with someone virtually?
Well, I mean, I think challenges virtual challenges. Mostly like internet connection, availability sometimes. You don't have the ability to say, hey, well, there's no internet at the house. Let's all meet up at Starbucks. It's a little different. You know, kind of got to scatter. I got to find a place if I don't have internet, or he has to find a place if he doesn't have internet. I think that's really been the only major challenge. I can't think of anything major worth noting as far as challenge. We've overcome all of them.
Good to know. Good to know that you've overcame every challenge so far in the partnership. Now, one last question while I still have you here. Again, yeah. What's been the biggest impact of working with someone virtual, working with your Cyberbacker? Because you've been doing it for 3.5 years now.
Leverage. It's been the leverage. It's just being able to have that leverage, having somebody. I think we've been very lucky in the process when we started the interview. I think we interviewed 12 people or something. Mm-hmm. Is that fast interview you guys had, and making that connection with our Cyberbacker has just been amazing. You know, it's he's provided leverage. He's provided a lot of trust. He's somebody that, you know, we could hand over passwords and access to different things. And we know 100% that it's there. I'd say we've built a better relationship and much bigger trust or deeper trust than we've built with a lot of people we know in person, that we've hired in person. So I think that's been the big positive for us. It's just been, he's been awesome.
Gosh, right there. In the span of 3.5 years, already a lot of success. Of course, once we have this online, your Cyberbacker is going to be able to listen and watch this. So before we go, would you want to give him a quick shout out on the show?
Nah, Of course. Absolutely. So now I just want to say thank you to Harold. Harold's been amazing with us. He's been loyal to us. He understands what we stand for. He fits in with the culture. He loves on our people. Very receptive to growth, very receptive to change, to learning. He's added a lot of value. I'd say he's probably the most valuable player in our team right now. He's amazing. And everybody who comes in, sometimes people come and go from our team. They all love him. He's an A+.
A rock star cyberbacker at that. And of course, we're very excited to seeing the continued growth of this partnership. And again, Eli, thank you very much for being on the show. We know you're very busy. We really appreciate your time here today.
Absolutely, man. Always got time for you guys. I appreciate you.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.